بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned the famous meeting that took place between Nabi Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and the magicians of Fir'aun. Fir'aun had sent people into the various cities and towns that fell within his kingdom, and he had brought a council of the most learned and expert magicians, and they had then challenged Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And as we mentioned yesterday, that these magicians initially threw down their sticks, and through the art of illusion, trickery, they bewitched the eyes of the people, and in this way they displayed a very great feat or act of magic. But Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was divine assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him or commanded him to then throw down his staff, his stick, which then turned into a real serpent, a real snake, and this then swallowed up the sticks of these magicians. So the last verse that we recited yesterday, فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ وَانْقَلَبُوا صَاغِرِينَ. These magicians were completely defeated, and they were humiliated, they were disgraced in front of all the people. But now look at the response, look at their reaction. They perhaps were sincere, they did not have pride or arrogance, so they were searching for the truth. When they realized that what Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has done, this is not magic, this is rather something that is divine, something that has come from the heavens, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the magicians fell down into sajda, into prostration. In other words, they were now amazed at this act or this feat of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this word in Arabic, wa ulqiya, does not just mean that they fell down into sajda. Rather, this particular sentence construction, ulqiya, shows that they were forced down into sajda. In other words, not by any person, but this was now the strength of iman within their hearts, that this forced them, so to say, into sajda. They couldn't help but prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And they then said that آمَنَّا, we have brought iman in the Lord, in the Rabb of all the worlds, رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. And to clarify that they were not referring to Fir'aun, because Fir'aun would also call himself the Rabb. So they said رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ, the Rabb, the nurturer, the creator of Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu wasalam. So immediately they accepted Islam, they brought iman when they realized that what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had done was not magic. Look at the response, the reaction of Fir'aun. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. So Fir'aun says that, have you brought iman, have you believed in him without my permission? In other words, you're supposed to ask my permission first, only I can authorize you. This was his type of ruling, he was a tyrant. So he says, I didn't authorize you, I didn't give you permission. إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُوهُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. And now he says this openly, he says that this seems to be a plan that you have conceived in the city. لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلَهَا, in order to kick out the people from here. What does he mean? So he said this because, remember, this was a public gathering. The magicians first of all had displayed their act of magic. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had now then thrown down his stick. And when the public had seen these magicians falling down into sajda and proclaiming their iman, this was now detrimental to Fir'aun. He feared that the public would now also bring iman. So he therefore had to come up with this. So he says that, you magicians and Musa, you must have planned this beforehand. That you must have come and allowed Musa alayhi salam to defeat you, and you must be on his side. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Soon you will come to know the consequences of your actions. And then he threatens them. He says, لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ, that I will cut off your hands and your feet from opposite sides. What is meant from opposite sides? Mufassirin mentioned that this was a form of punishment that would be meted out to people in those days, that the right hand would be cut off and the left leg would be cut off, or the other way around. And the reason that this was done is that, although this was a punishment, but they still had some conscience about them, is that if we cut off the right hand and the right foot, then this person won't even be able to use crutches, he won't be able to walk or hop around anyway. So we'll cut off the right hand and we'll cut off the left leg. This way with the left hand he can hold the crutches and he'll still be able to walk around. So he says, I will cut off your hands and your feet from opposite sides. ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And further, I will then crucify all of you. If this is what you are doing and you are to bring iman, then I will punish you like this. Now look at the response of these magicians. Remember, these magicians in our terms were new Muslims. They had just accepted Islam. قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. So they said that indeed we are going to return to our Rabb. Even if you take our lives, we are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not afraid. There's no fear for us. And then they address Fir'aun and say, وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا. That you have no grievance against us, except that we have brought iman, we have accepted the signs of our Rabb, when these signs have come to us. That's the only problem you find with us, is that we were ready to accept. And then they make dua to Allah, as they now are faced with this punishment from Fir'aun, they say, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغَ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. That, O our Rabb, pour upon us, shower upon us sabr, patience, وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ, and take us away as Muslims, as those who have submitted before you. So they display a very great strength of iman, and here Mufassirin have mentioned the lesson that we take from this incident. Further on, it will be mentioned now what Fir'aun and his people do with Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how they try to deter them and kick them out. But the lesson we take from this particular incident and meeting with the magicians, and particularly the strength of their iman, Mufassirin have written, is that we should never ever at any point write any person off. Nobody is beyond hope or beyond repair. Here these people had come to challenge the Nabi of the time, and they were employed by Fir'aun, who was the tyrant of the time. But when the nur of iman enters the heart of a person, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires hidayat for a person, then this is the level and the strength of iman that Allah can give a person. Many a times you find a person just accepts Islam, he's a new Muslim, but he's got such strength of iman that when it comes to bringing the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into his life, avoiding guna, sin, then he has even more strength than a person who was born as a Muslim. So this is the strength, the nur of iman. We should never ever write any person off, look down upon any person. At any time Allah can make decision for their hidayat, and their iman can reach such heights and such levels. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.